Hi, everyone. It's Kim with the Sophisticates. We are live tonight. We've got a special guest. We're going to be men, women, and relationships on solving the mystery of the opposite sex. I've got a couple of co-hosts with me tonight, Ed and Justin. So it's going to be a fun show. I also have Dawn Marie that's going to be calling in and chatting with us about this. Of course, my cell phone rings as I'm doing this. I wanted to cover a few things with you first. The Sophisticates have a couple of events coming up this summer. Don't forget, August 9th, we've got Best Face Forward, how to present yourself in public, and a seminar on public speaking. So that is August 9th. Also, August 15th, we've got Sophisticates Orlando Little Black Dress, hosted by Nancy. All of our events are on our event page on our website, thesophisticates.org. So you can go on there and see what we have coming up. I also wanted to mention, get a pen, write this down, barkavenuebooks.com. That is a new book project that I am doing. We have two books coming out. She Shines, A Celebration of Women comes out for the holidays this year. And that book is about many different women and all of the inspirational things they've overcome in their lives. It's going to be a beautiful book. And then the second one is Bark Avenue, which is a portrait of people and their pets. We're going to have veterinarians, dog trainers, groomers, cat lovers, horses, stables, pet artists. And all of those proceeds go to Best Friends Animal Society. The books we donate the proceeds to charity. She Shines, the proceeds go to Make-A-Wish Foundation. So if anyone is interested in participating in either of these books, feel free to contact me, kim@thesophisticates.org, or on our website, or barkavenuebooks.com. I know that's a lot of information. I try to cover that stuff the first few minutes of the show. Of questions here that people have sent me that they want to discuss. Some guys have sent some questions in about women, and some women have sent questions in about guys. So we're going to cover those. We're going to have some male perspective on the show tonight. So it'll be interesting to hear their points of view. I'll be going over that in a few minutes. We're going to take a short break, and I will bring on Dawn Marie, our co-host for the evening. We'll be right back. And we're back. We've got a special guest tonight with us. Her name is Dawn Marie Mutel. She is a life commodities broker, and her company is called Life's Necessities and Luxuries. She helps empower men and women to live a fulfilled life in all aspects of their lives. This means clearly that I like her. You know, regardless if it's their home, body, soul, lifestyles. She began her business originally called The New You Makeover, where she helped women and men with their fashion needs as a fashion stylist and makeup artist for the last 15 years. And then she did Necessities and Luxuries was born. Thank you for joining us, Dawn Marie.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. Are you based out of Tampa? Where are you based out of?
I am based out of Tampa, Florida.
Okay, are you
from New York City? No, I'm not actually. I'm from New York City originally. Born and raised, lived there a really long time, and got a little bit tired of the chaos. So
yeah.
I thought it's time for a change. Let's go someplace sunny. No more winters, no more snow.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you go back up there and visit? We love New York.
It is a great town. It's one of the best places in the world.
Absolutely.
Hey,
well,
Dawn.
We're glad you're here. Say hi. I, you know what? That's kind of rude.
Yeah,
I'm not used to introducing
Thanks for introducing
Ed,
us,
Justin,
Kim.
Appreciate that.
Dawn, what part of the city?
I actually live in New York?
Yes.
Yeah.
I grew up in Brooklyn, in Park Slope.
Brooklyn.
And then I lived in Manhattan for a while, and then I got tired of not being able to have a parking space, so I went back to Brooklyn And I lived in a town called Bath Beach, which was on the bay, and I could see the Verrazano Bridge, and it was sunrises and sunsets in front of my house, and it was really peaceful.
Oh.
So I enjoyed it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you know, Ed, Justin, do you want to say hello to everyone that's listening tonight? And we've got some listeners. We've got two guys with us tonight.
Yeah.
They chime in.
We are the testosterone vote tonight.
Testosterone
we
vote.
We will try and equal things out a little bit if we can.
Either that or get ourselves
in. The estrogen, because I have got things to say. I'm just going to jump in. The topic tonight, like I said, is men, women, and relationships. I don't really understand men, and I don't think they understand us either.
That's right.
My first question is from Beth in Tampa. She wants to know, can men and women really be just friends? I think I can answer.
Can you now?
Or can you not?
I don't know. We lost you there for a second, Kim.
Do you want me to jump in? Because I have an opinion.
Go ahead and spill it. Go for it.
My opinion is this. Yes, I think they can be just friends. However, there is always that element of, well, not always. There can be an element of attraction. It could be on both sides, just one side. I think they can be. If there's attraction, it makes it harder. It depends, I think, on your age, too. It's easier to kind of fall into, I don't know, if you're attracted to someone, a romantic relationship. I mean, if you're older, if you're married, it's obviously not going to happen. But I think men and women can be friends. What do you guys think?
I agree.
You think so?
I do.
Yeah.
I think sometimes the same thing. There could be one party that might have secret feelings for the other party.
Right.
And so that could be pretty dangerous, I think, because then all of a sudden they're not moving forward with their lives thinking that maybe that person's going to come around and feel the same way as that person.
You know, yeah, and you're right. And I have to mention, I'm not naming names, but years ago when I was in my 20s, which is not that long ago, I worked for an attorney, and his son, we were friends, and I think the son wanted more than I did. You know, we were just friends for years and years, but I just didn't have that attraction, and I know he did. So it was an odd relationship, but we were both single at the time, so I mean, no harm done, but there's nothing ever romantic. I just wasn't interested in that way. If you're not attracted to someone, you know, I know he was to me, but right, it's just years and nothing. He, you know, did so many nice things for me, but if there's no attraction there. So, yeah, absolutely. I think it's possible. What do you boys think?
Well, let me ask this.
Do you think we're totally off?
Is this prior to, like, a relationship or after, or, I mean...
Yeah, you have to follow.
This is
like,
you know,
like, have the guy and girl, have they had a past, or are they just, like, work?
That's a really good point.
If they've had a
that.
Past, then yes, they can be friends afterwards.
And I agree with that as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If not, then I guess it would determine whether they were, you know, attracted to each other. And if they are a little bit one to the other, then eventually something's going to happen.
Right, right. You're right. If you have a past, you can... My ex-husband, for example, we got divorced when my daughter was 5 months old, and we hated each other for years, and now we are friends, just friends. It took a long time, but yeah, I mean, we have a past, and he's in a relationship now with a wonderful girl, and we're just friends. So I guess it is possible, absolutely. You know, yeah, and I think it depends on your age too.
Hey,
you know,
Kim,
and your
we have a I guess a young lady, Alex, in the chat room. Justin, you want to read what she just put? She's commenting as we're speaking right now. So,
okay.
Her response was, "I don't think men and women can be just friends." And so we asked, you know, why. The response was, "Someone will always get emotionally attached. Guys will just want to give the D, and women tend to get emotionally involved no matter how hard they try. Unless you really have been burned in the past."
Oh, yeah. Wow. I
Guys just want to give the D. I think that's my favorite part of that.
That's the best thing I've heard all day.
That's Alex in Vegas. The girl's amazing. She is. She doesn't mince words. What she's saying and her eloquent way of saying it is, guys always want to have sex, but that's not always the case if they're not attracted to the girl. And, you know, and that's okay, too. There's always going to be physical attraction to other people. It doesn't mean you have to act on it. And it does. It depends if you're single or not.
Right.
Now, do you have a family? Are you older? Are you in your 20s? Are you both singles? So, Alex, I do think men and women can just be friends. It's not always fun to do that, but it's that's how it sometimes has to go in life, I guess.
It's not always fun.
It's not always fun. What?
Do you want me to... What did you not stutter?
It's
did I
not
stutter?
Always fun. No, I'm just
it's not
I'm
always
enjoying
fun.
Your
I
answer.
Think it's,
that's all.
You know, I have to watch myself. Sometimes it's fun to act on things. That's all I'm saying. But it just depends on where you are in your life. Are you able to do that? Are you not? Does the other person feel the same way? I do think men and women can be friends. I really do. That's
sometimes
my answer.
It's also the emotional aspect. Now, if a guy's married and he's friends with the girl, say at work or something, right. And he becomes emotionally involved with her, just as far as like, oh, he just tells her all his problems, and that's also kind of a feeling like, oh my God, if the wife found out, I would think she would think he was cheating on her.
Oh, you know what? And then what qualifies cheating? Is it emotional? I mean, because you can't say, oh, you know, I'm talking to this person. It's not cheating. But some people would say it is. I didn't think of it that way either. You're right. Is it just a physical thing? Is it an emotional thing? Because it's true. I think women tend to be a little more emotional about things. Maybe I'm wrong, but am I wrong, you guys?
No, women are a little more
emotional.
I think you're headed in the right direction on that one.
Right? I mean, we tend to get a little more attached, and we're a little – I just
– blow up the guy's phones, you know.
Oh.
Drive past his house at night. I think those are all normal things.
Wait a minute. If you don't think guys aren't like just driving around your house at night, then
it works both ways.
Yeah.
You know what? No, it does work both ways. It just depends on the person. It does. I think that had a stalker. I've had stalkers before, so I guess so. It just depends on the situation. Okay, I have to ask another question. I have this is good. This is for the guys. Don't be shy. Dana in Spring Hill asks, why do men think about sex so much? And I have the answer, and I think Dawn Marie probably does too. Let me just jump in. But
let's
guys,
hear
before
it.
You answer
yeah,
it.
Let's hear your answer
hear
before
answer.
We...
Because
let's
I'm,
hear
I'm
a complicated
right.
version of what...
Another thing, women are always right. I think men really think about sex so much because they are hardwired that way. I think that it goes back to the caveman days, kind of the hunters and gatherers. I think you're just have high sex drives. Not all men, but most men. I just think that's how you're wired. I think it's a biological thing. Am I wrong?
Is that how they got the saying, so easy a caveman can do it?
Exactly. Clearly. And I want to hear what Dawn Marie
has
to say.
Yeah, let's hear what Dawn has to
say. I feel like whatever she has to say is going to be the right answer. Dawn Marie, what
do
you
think? No, I totally agree with you. I think that that's...
Told ya!
We're so different from men and women. I think it's so... They are very sexual beings. Not that women aren't, but I think it's just like you said, they're pre-programmed with that, and I agree.
Right. I remember years ago, my dad had mentioned to me, it's normal for men to always look. It doesn't mean they're going to do anything, but it's just kind of how men are hardwired. They think about sex a lot. And not that women don't, but I think that men are just consumed with it. I think they're a little crazy. But guys, why don't you jump in here and
what was your dad's name? I'd like to just, you know,
yeah, I was
congratulate him right here on the air for something good. We appreciate that.
So he says it's not
what
a bad thing.
What a great
it's just
thing
part
to tell your daughter.
Male.
I think I'll tell mine next time I see her. I'm telling you, that's perfect.
It's just a normal biological thing, and I think I rolled my eyes. But right, guys, you didn't answer. Don't be shy. Why do you think about sex so much? Or maybe
it is a hardwired thing. It's nothing that you
it
know.
It just happens.
We're here with a purpose, and it like you know that little clock that rings inside of you that tells you what to do. Well, it's going off the hook on our side too. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Oh, look,
okay,
a squirrel.
No,
oh,
I've
it's
heard
been
that
over
before.
Just right.
Wait, what did you say?
He just said, oh, look, a squirrel. It's been over just right.
Okay, there's a pig. hey, there's a lady. You know, it's just...
There's a lady
it's
in the room.
Cave. It's
There's
very animalistic. The testosterone is what
These
drives
two.
Us.
Jean Marie, why did I bring guys on the show?
I'm telling you.
And this is we have to archive this on our iTunes show too. So,
Can I ask a question?
Oh, whoa! Okay, way to take over the show.
I see here you have. I mean, we're all sharing the same notes. So, it says John in Sarasota asked, what do you really mean when you say fine? And this is for the women. What do you mean when you say fine?
Now
we want to know.
Okay.
That's a good question, John.
Usually when I hear someone say whatever, fine, it's either you're wrong, you're pissed off, or you're getting ready to die.
You just answer the question.
That's how I would take it.
You're getting ready to die.
He's right. I am.
You're
so
gonna die soon.
You're getting ready to die. You need to run. Yeah. Dawn Marie, I think it's kind of a way of if I say fine, it's usually just leave me alone. I'm not gonna argue anymore. You're wrong, but enough. That's what I think.
Exactly.
Fine. Right?
I think it means if you don't know what I'm trying to say, then don't bother because you're really
just exasperated with you.
We'll see that it comes to the whole thing though. It's a lot harder for us to understand what you guys say because you put it in this big, huge.
Do
what?
What do we do?
You explain everything in so much depth.
Oh,
just give me the measurements.
Yeah, just give it the measurements, and we're good.
Do you want? And here's why, Dawn Marie, isn't this true? I'm going to tell you. Like, if I have to text Justin or Ed for anything or whatever I need, I text like 3, 4, 5 paragraphs. They come back with 2 words. What is that? You know?
Exactly.
Exactly. Women are very verbal.
Just wait.
Right?
Next time.
Oh, lovely day. Blah blah blah. And it's
detail oriented.
Yeah, it feels better to get it out. I know. Dawn Marie, why do you think women are more verbal? That's a tough one.
I think we're more emotional, and so I think we see things differently. We feel things differently. I think we're very expressive.
Yeah.
And I think that part of the emotional side of us gets. Like we want to tell the whole story from like the beginning to the end and not leave anything out. Whereas I think men just want to cut to the chase and just tell me the important stuff, and I don't want to hear the fluff around it.
I agree with that. We want it to be short, sweet, and to the point. If not, you lose us, and we're like, whatever. We don't care.
We deal with facts and details.
And then your eyes glaze over, and you're like, well, where's the donuts, right?
Or the beer, donuts. Or whatever.
So. Basically, when I send long, rambling text and such, you're just kind of skimming it. That's great. That's
a lot of times I'm, like, driving, and so okay.
Oh, that's an excuse.
I click the okay, and it just, you know, I'll get back with you.
I'll take that back. I don't say okay, cool. Siri from my iPhone says that for me. So.
Oh, you're fancy.
So blame Siri. Sorry.
Yeah, blame Siri. Okay. No, that's good. Good. It's better than don't text and drive. You just pull over, though. I expect a response. No, you guys are fine with your responses. It's funny because me and my girlfriends will text volumes, but the guys not so much. I guess I can go on a quick break, you guys. What do you think? And then we'll come back and do the second half of the show.
That's fine.
Is that okay?
Real quick before
sure.
we go, though, Alex.
Yes.
Alex made another comment. She says.
Oh, okay.
Fine means I'm going to the end of the conversation before I kill you because I'm right no matter what you say. And
oh my God,
that brings up a point. I was told this very important information as a young person, and it's either you're right or you're happy when it comes to a woman. It's up to you.
Yeah, it's like
you're either right
you're gonna be right
or you're happy.
Oh my God,
that's
is such good advice. I mean, I know we joke, but it's so true.
Is it really worth
happy wife, happy
choose
life?
Choose your battles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to be right, you're not going to be happy. It's one or the other.
Yeah, it's not that important.
I know,
growing up, it's been important, and you think it's important, but in reality, it's not really important.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, you guys, when you go through, not to get philosophical on you, but when you go through a lot of crap and you're like some of us have recently gone through some really hard times. You really learn what's important and the little stupid crap about being right about just dumb stuff.
It's not that important. Not really.
Right?
Not in the scheme of things.
Exactly. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Yes. Exactly. I still have to remember that because I do still kind of sweat the small stuff, but I need to important compared to what other people are going through. So is Alex finished right now? By the way, Alex is a beautiful girl. She is 9 months pregnant. She is ready to
wow.
Yes, she's got a husband and a little baby girl, so she's going to have two babies under the age of two, I believe. Alex, you're crazy. Congratulations. Yeah, she's wonderful. She's in Vegas. So we've got listeners from all over, you guys.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's very fun. It's very fun. I've got a few more questions people are sending me. Boys, let's go on a break for a couple of minutes, and then we can wrap up the second half of the show.
All right. Is that okay? That sounds great.
All right. We'll be back in a few minutes then. Girl, won't you come my way? And we're back. I have got a question for you, Dawn Marie. I know that we've got some single people that are listening, some married, but I have a question. Do you have any advice for of how to dress? I mean, it seems like a simple question, but I know that sometimes women tend to kind of overdo it and come off as sleazy, you know, when they go on a date. What do you think? Do you have any dating advice for, like, first dates, or a lot of people are on Match.com and how to handle all that?
I know. Yeah. That's actually a very big problem I find when I go out and I look around and I'm looking at the young girls to the more mature women. For starters, I always feel like women over 40 should not dress like they're 20. I think it's a really bad mistake.
I
think they should dress their age and be age appropriate. You could still be sexy and you could still look alluring, but you don't need to look like you're trying to be something that you're not. The other thing is I feel that women, yes, you want to attract the opposite sex and you do want to look good for them, but to a certain degree, I think women are going a little overboard with the skirts that are way too high, not leaving anything for the imagination for men, because men, believe it or not, I think that they like to have something that they see covered so that their imagination could go work a
really,
little harder.
Really, you think so?
Absolutely.
Guys, is that true? Do you want to see, you know, boobs and butt, or do you like to leave a little to the imagination? What do you think?
Are you asking us?
Yeah.
Okay. It depends.
I am.
It's very age appropriate. Like if I'm driving down the road and I look over and there's some lady with these small shorts jogging down the road and they says juicy on the back. When I pull up and she's 80, I'm like, whoa, that's inappropriate.
Just kidding.
You know,
hey,
a little repulsive, no?
I think there's an age limit for juicy or pink or
listen,
look at my butt.
There's an age limit,
you know,
for juicy and pink, yeah, on your ass.
Because any word back there is just look at this part.
Read this while I'm running in front of you.
I'm looking at my 14-year-old daughter and I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean,
I know.
I don't think that's
appropriate.
I mean, it's drawing my eyes down there.
About to be 13, same thing. Like, I'm not going to let her date till she's 40, but, yeah, it's weird. She's still my little one, and I don't want her to dress sexy in any way. But, Dawn Marie, I agree. I think, you know, over 40, that's fine. You can still be sexy. It doesn't mean you have to be dowdy. I mean, there's so many sexy clothes you can wear that aren't. I don't know. It's a fine line, and some people don't walk that line, and shame on them. I won't be the fashion police tonight, but
it's also for the younger crew as well. I think because, if you're going to go to the clubs and you're going to go dancing, and I get that, but do you really need to wear 5-inch heels to be sexy? I don't think that that's really the case. I don't think, because I think sexy is coming from more of a confidence in yourself, and it doesn't have to be about the clothing per se. And I think men are attracted to a woman who's confident, not necessarily dressed with a skirt up to the wazoo and, you know, with 5-inch heels.
I'm going to agree with that.
I agree with that. I am not a fan of heels, like huge heels.
Wait, what? Because I have to chime in. I'm a high heel girl, however.
Do you walk around with 5 or 6-inch heels, Kim?
No.
Okay,
three and
then.
A half, four.
Three and a half, four.
Okay. Those are good.
No, you know what it is? There is a fine line, and you have to have confidence. But I am definitely a high heel girl because I'm not that tall. But I don't walk around in those heels with the fish, the goldfish on the bottom, the stripper heels. It's not.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. It belongs on the stripper stage, not
in the
street.
Not so much on the stripper heels, not so much on the skirt that's really, really short. The boobs. We don't need to see everyone's boobs hanging out. Leave a little to the imagination. You don't go overboard. But I mean, sexy is good. It's just you don't want to be overboard. You just want to be classy. So that's what I think.
Exactly. I have a friend who's very big on top, I should say, and she's been looking to find a boyfriend. And I keep telling her, well, tuck them away, and because
you're kind
I think.
Of right.
The guy is going to look at those. They're not going to look at your face. And the only thing they're going to be thinking about is, oh, how can I get her home tonight? And then
that's
going to be the end of that.
I want to see the end of that.
It depends on how you're built, too, I think. I mean, myself, personally, I'm kind of a small girl, so I don't really have that problem. But, some of these girls, it's okay if you have a nice rack, but we don't want to see your nipples. I'm sorry. It's just a little much sometimes.
They have nipple covers. You put them on, the little petals, you put them on,
Exactly. I was at a pool today in Clearwater Beach. Just beautiful. And it's so interesting looking at everyone in their bathing suits. And everyone's different. But, some people are so, regardless of age or body type, some people are look very nice, and some girls way overdo it.
Absolutely.
Kids around with that. So,
I think if they toned it down a little bit, they would find a man who will respect them and have a relationship with them, because I think, without respect in a relationship, you're really not going to have much.
Yeah, you're right. This is true. You don't want to just build a relationship based off the physical. That's true.
And if you're looking for a long-term, if you're looking for a husband or even just a partner to live with, or you just want to have, be involved in a one-on-one relationship with somebody for years and years and years, I really think that when you go out, especially if you're going to meet them in a circle of, like, say, a nightclub or a bar or a lounge or something, it's about first impressions.
Yeah.
It comes down to that. You only have, 30 seconds for that first impression, and already the guy's going to be thinking X, Y, and Z.
You're right. You're absolutely right. That's true. The first impressions are important, absolutely.
Kim,
got Elise in Clearwater that wants to know.
Hey, Kim, before that...
can we interject something real quick from the chat?
You need to? What?
Go ahead.
Alex asked another good question.
Oh, what did she say?
It says, like you were saying, women can get very detailed in text and in life, like how women must have a list of specific things they look for in men, tall, dark, handsome, not homeless, jobless, successful, blah, blah, blah.
Not homeless.
I love homeless men.
she asked, do men hold these same expectations? Or
yes,
is that
not
more
homeless.
Don't be homeless. Or is it more of a women's
there's nothing wrong with being homeless.
Or is it more of just like a women thing?
Okay, yeah, guys. So what she's saying is, because I can read Alex's mind, because she and I and a lot of us women, we have our list of what we want in a man. Do you guys do that with women, or do you not? I mean, in your own mind, do you think, okay, I want a blonde or a brunette, or she's got to be smart? Are guys like that too, or is it just us being neurotic?
Well, I think there's a dream team. There's like a wish list, but,
okay.
And
does it start with big boobs?
No, well,
what's
it depends on the
that?
Guy,
I'm
I guess.
It does depend on the person.
With me, it usually ends up who I'm most compatible or happy or in love with. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily
right.
What I dream of,
Okay. Yeah.
Hair color, all that. It's thrown out the window when you just happen to meet
the right
person.
The person you're compatible the most with.
You go from there.
Oh,
with, you
that's
know.
Such a good answer.
So,
I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
And Don Marie, I'm sure you would agree that. For the people that are married now and the people that are in long-term relationships and the people that are just dating, there is no perfect person. It took me years to realize that. You want to be happy for sure, but there's no one you can be with that's going to be perfect.
Except me. Except me or Ed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying you guys.
Okay.
you know what I mean? There's no perfect person. Am I right, Dunmarie? Some women are like, and then men.
I have to have this eye color, this hair color. They have to have a master's degree. They have to make over $100,000.
And they're going to end up alone.
But yeah. There's no perfect.
Because
you
can't. Life is too unpredictable to say, I need a man who has this, 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 and this. I can see if you have some of the qualities, like, you do prefer a man who is taller rather than someone who might be shorter, because maybe with your heels on, you're taller and you want to look up and not down at him or something. But, I think a lot of women throw away a lot of good men because they just have these ideals about what they're looking for, and if they don't fit that, then they're going to toss them away. And they could be tossing out, like, one of the best men they'll ever have in their lives.
You're right. That's true. I don't know. It could have to do with age, but sometimes when we're younger, we're sometimes a little more focused on superficial things, maybe. I don't know if I was ever like that, but I know a lot of my girlfriends when we were younger, it was a little more superficial. So I think as we get older, what we want changes a little bit, hopefully. That's basically it. Those are good answers for sure. Does Alex have anything else to say, or shall I move on to the next question?
Yeah, read her wish list.
Does she have a wish list?
She says, on my list, I've added must not have psycho exes.
Oh, my God.
Must know how to initiate helping with daily chores.
If it gets to be too much, and the best one is the last one, it's must tell my mother-in-law to slow down on the unsuspecting backhanded remarks.
She said that?
Yes.
Ooh, Alex,
nice.
I hope she's not listening. Everybody
Loves Ray.
What did
you
say, Don?
Love that show.
It's like that show, Everybody Loves Ray.
Oh,
yeah,
Raymond.
She has a mother-in-law like that.
Oh, yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Poor girl.
Gosh, I know. Alex is so sweet. She's so young, and this is her first husband, unlike some of us who have multiple ones. And so she's very young. But she's just getting used to the whole mother-in-law thing, probably. Alex, do you not get along with the mother-in-law? Really? Is she a pain? Because have her call me. That's not cool. You have a baby on the way. You don't need stress. But it's just it's the next step in your relationship. In a marriage, you have to deal with the in-laws, and all that comes with that. And sometimes, if you are in a second marriage, you have to deal with, your husband's ex-wife, maybe. And that's very hard. That can be hard, too.
Yes, it is.
Right. Blended families and things like that. So it just depends.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a whole different dynamic. That could be a different show.
They have children from a previous marriage, and then you're coming into that relationship. That's very difficult, too, sometimes.
It is, because, you love your stepchildren, but you're not going to love them as much as your own babies, but you'd never admit that. It is. Blended families is very hard. And then there's someone like Alex who is in her first marriage, and she's got a beautiful, very young family. She's just starting out. So, things change over the years for sure.
Hey, Kim.
Elise in Clearwater wants to know, and this is more for you guys, what do women do that drives men away? I guess, what is it that we women do that you find irritating? What are the deal breakers? Do you remember the movie, How to Lose a Guy in? What was
10 days?
30 days.
30 days. With Kate Hudson. Oh, so funny how she played
Carly. Hysterical movie.
Did you guys see that movie? It was hysterical.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. It's just been a while.
Yeah. Good stuff. She decorated his apartment with pink stuff and stuffed animals, and she put tampons in his bathroom and played Carly Simon. Sounds good.
Honestly,
what do women do that you guys don't like?
This goes back to that last statement, really. If it's the one, then none of that matters. If it's, nothing like that's going to – it may be something you could joke around about, but it's not going to mean that much.
Right.
Well, yeah, if you're with someone you really love, there's going to be little things, but that stuff doesn't matter.
Not in the beginning. Now, I guess 2 or 3 years in, you might want to choke each other out because you can't stop squeezing a toothpaste in the middle versus down low.
Oh my God, what
low,
is that about?
You know?
Wait, I have something. Why
can't seem to put the can
put
in the garbage
right
next to it.
What is that? Oh yes.
You mean
the
lid?
Put the toilet seat down.
Why must girls not look before they sit?
What's so hard about just leaving it down?
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. We're tired. Why do we need to look at the toilet before we sit?
You should always
Murray,
you should
right?
always be prepared.
Absolutely. Not a good thing when they do that.
You don't, is that confusing?
Wait, you don't like sitting on the porcelain?
No, it's cold. It's cold.
I will say this.
I
have lived alone for going on 3 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always taught from, you know, when I guess I was being taught how to use a toilet like 2 days ago. to always put the lid down.
Wait,
right.
So you do?
And I do.
Yeah.
And if not, mm-hmm. I'll put it down next time I go in there. You know, 'cause I mean, like I said, I live alone, so it doesn't really matter. For now.
Did you wear a rubber band around your wrist and snap it every time to remind yourself to do that? How did you remember to do that?
That's a good point. You might live alone now, but you might not. You won't forever. So you just.
Oh, I know. She's already moving her stuff in. Trust me.
I have a short story. If I could just interject real quick.
Please.
Okay. And this goes along with the seat thing. And this is how it is at my house, kind of.
Okay.
The lid is to be up. So that at night she can just come and sit down and doesn't have to really look or think or anything. You know, it's just ready to go.
So, wait.
So the
lid up, but the seat down.
Seat
right?
down, lid up. Yeah, it's ready to go. Okay.
I like that.
All right, my aunt, she'll get up at night to use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in her, like, 60s now.
Okay.
And so she doesn't want to turn the light on because... and
it hurts your eyes.
I know it doesn't... Yeah, well... Once the light's on, then you're awake, and you can't go right back to sleep. So if
right.
you're just kind of feeling your way in, you go and you leave, whatever, you can go right back to sleep.
Right.
Well, one time she goes in there, and she sits down, and you hear, excuse me, where he was actually in there.
Wait, someone was in there?
Her husband was in there using the bathroom, and she came and tried to sit down on top of him. In the dark.
That's too funny.
Yeah, so, you know.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, she tried to sit down on his lap at night in the dark bathroom.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Yeah, we have a couple bathrooms in the house. And, I just you know, guys, leave the lid. Not the lid. The lid can be up, but leave the seat down.
Oh, yeah. I don't see what the problem is without just, you know, hit the target.
Right.
The seat shouldn't be an issue. I mean, you know, you got plenty of room.
So basically, why do you lift the seat? So you're basically saying you don't even need to lift the seat?
Okay.
I don't lift the seat.
I have a
question. Have some splashback or something, I just clean it up. You know,
that's all. So stop lifting the seat. There you go.
So now I have a question.
Okay.
Say in your household, you know, you have, you know, husband, wife.
Uh-huh.
You have a two-bathroom house.
Right.
Wife uses one. The man uses the other.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have to close his, shut his, or pull, you know, pull his toilet lid down if it's considered his bathroom?
That's how it
is. I guess Don Marie's the, she'll be the, what do you think, Don Marie?
I don't think so. I think if it's his bathroom, he can do whatever he wants to it. Unless
you know what, I agree. Unless,
I like Don.
Let me throw this in there.
See,
unless it's the guest bathroom or something. I mean, if no one goes in there, leave the seat up, who cares? Unless it's, like, a little guest bathroom that everyone goes in.
Here at this house, we have that exact scenario. The office where we used to do the show is in the other bedroom has a bathroom attached, and it's the guy's bathroom. And I still leave the seat down.
Do you clean your own bathroom, or do you make your wife clean the bathroom?
Oh, good question.
She doesn't like to go in
my own bathroom, and that's why it's not all that clean. I clean the areas that get used the most, the important ones. And it could probably use a good mopping. You know, the floor hadn't been cleaned in a while, but everything else is clean.
And see, unlike, you know, me and you, I'm a stickler. I like to have my house clean.
Oh, really?
I hate my house being messy.
I like the rest of it, but, you know, the bathroom kind of gets messy.
I'm not a big fan of cleaning bathrooms, just to be honest. I'd rather have a
I don't mind cleaning any part of it. Honestly, I clean
you
toilets.
Don't?
No, I'll do it all. I don't have a problem with
it. Oh, wait, you will?
Oh, yeah.
For a fee.
No, I mean, I'll do it. I've washed 4 loads of dishes in the last 3 days.
I'm impressed.
I wash dishes every day.
I don't know about you, Kim, but I think you guys are keepers.
I think you guys are awesome.
I've been cooking, cleaning.
Because they are, like, amazing men. And I don't know if it's bullshit or not, but I love it.
Come on.
Yes, you can curse on the show. I think it's great. You guys are awesome. I wish more men were like you. That's very cool.
See, what makes it even better is when I clean, I usually put on my REO Speedwagon record.
Wait. There's a song I know you like. Which one is it now? Which one is it? So you put on your REO Speedwagon. What's that song you like so much?
Every REO Speedwagon song?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You love that. Is that what you do? You just run around cleaning
I'll put on some old vinyl and just pick up the house or do whatever needs to be done.
That's awesome.
Right?
That's definitely good. That's good. I think with men and women in relationships, it's good to kind of share the chores. If you live with someone, if you're married, it's definitely important. Doesn't always happen like that, but I think it's important.
See, now I have a random question from you, and I was wondering this question a couple weeks ago, but a guy, Scott in Miami, had the question for the women. Why must girls have so many pairs of shoes? Or women,
really?
Sorry, not girls, but yeah, women.
Really? That's the question. I don't know. I mean, that's an interesting question because women do. We love shoes and handbags.
Oh, yeah. Give us a shoe and it's heaven.
Shoes and handbags, it's true. Women are like that. Do you know why? I'm not really sure why that is.
Can I touch base on that one?
Go for it.
I have a theory, I think. This might be a reason. I think the shoes tend to be like the different personalities we have. One day we feel like being romantic, so we might have something that's a little bit more.
So you might have those 5-inch heels sitting in the corner.
Right, then you might feel more sexy, and then you might feel more sporty. And so I think with the outfits, they have so many selections, we can actually match them to go with the outfit, so we get choices. And I think having choices, that makes us buy more.
Now, can say you have 40 pairs of shoes sitting in your closet, which I don't know if that's a low number or a high number.
I have,
Okay.
I have about 30.
Okay, so
too.
You have.
I'm looking at them right now.
Say you have 40 pairs of shoes. Your significant other, so the guy you live with or your husband or whatever. How many pairs is he allowed to have?
Two.
Really?
Yeah.
Two.
And he goes for my shoes.
Two pairs.
I do have
of
one
shoes.
Of those. But I love my high heels. I love them. They're part of my identity. I'm not saying stripper shoes, but definitely. You know, sexy, for sure. I don't like wearing flats. I will if I have to. But, yeah, I like to take over the whole closet, for sure. I'm getting a message. Let's see. What do we have here? Oh. Yes, definitely. I don't know why that is. And handbags, too. Love my handbags. So I don't know the answer to that question. Scott from Miami, that was an irritating question. Thank you. I can't really answer that. I'm not sure, but
you can use a just because answer.
Really? Is that allowed? Okay, just because. Yeah, as long as you don't overspend,
well,
I think.
Well, I mean,
know.
You guys, I mean, you, the girls get onto the guys for the 2 and 3 word text, you know, replies. So, I mean, if you say just because, I mean, it's whatever.
You know what? I think we're allowed to give a 2-word answer just because. Right, because we usually say so much. Don Marie, do you give advice to people, relationship advice, or do you help them prepare for the case, or how does that work? You do? Okay.
I do. I actually, in the next couple of months, I'm going to be doing a class, actually, about how to catch a man, how to snag a man, you know, with dressing, and also it's about etiquette, I think, too, with dating, because I find that it seems like today women chase men, and I find that to me, that's a no-no. I feel like, you know what, if the guy's interested in you, he's going to chase you. He's going to call you. You don't need to call him. You don't need to text him 10 times a day. If he likes you, he will call you. And the only way you're going to find out is if you don't text him and call him and let him call you. Because if he doesn't call you, then I feel like you're just wasting your time, your energy on somebody who really doesn't really want to be with you.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? It makes you look foolish.
Yeah, I agree, especially in the beginning. You know, in the beginning of dating, it's tough because you don't know what the other person's thinking and you're putting yourself out there. But no, you're right. You definitely want to. I mean, you want them to know you're interested, but you don't want to go overboard. You know, they talk
and
so
that
much
would be,
about.
If he asks you out and you say yes, then he knows you're interested.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So
you
don't
know,
have to go.
You want to be desperate. Yeah,
that's exactly. And men do not like desperate women. I mean, they can smell that a mile away and just run the opposite direction.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, I've seen on Match.com some of the profiles, and I mean, I'm not making fun of anybody, but you can kind of tell some of the women and men that I don't know their profile is just. Maybe that should be my new profession. I will help people update and fix their Match.com profiles. There's so many, you know, women out there.
That's a great idea.
Isn't it? The Match.com,
it is.
Yes, or just dating profiles. Some of them are just horrid. Bad pictures, bad misspellings, and they just come off not so good. So just, you know, be careful.
And
if
there's
you
a
are
lot of lying. Yeah.
You know what? Right.
Everyone's lying.
Don't post
them.
Your high school picture. From 1980, because when you go on the date, they're going to know that it was an old picture, right? Right?
You got that right.
You don't do it on Facebook, too. You know, pictures from, you know, 30 years ago, pre-kids. But, we actually went through our hour. It's already after 9 o'clock. Dawn Marie,
wow.
So I know. Thank you so. That was a great show. I'm very happy. Thank you so much. For coming on. Yeah, that was awesome. You know what, Dawn Marie, I'll get with you you know, on Facebook. Me.
Perfect.
Class or seminar for some of our sophisticates, because we run a women's social networking group. So I'm sure that some of them would love to talk to you. And are you kind of like a life coach? Is that kind of what you do?
Yes, I took the fashion styling and the makeover business, and then I'm creating this. That's why I call it Life Necessities and Luxuries, because
right.
It's a life coaching program that's going to touch base on your home, your body, your soul, and your lifestyle. So I think tying it all together, I feel like there's so many different aspects of our lives that, you know, we have finances, we have,
right.
You know, diet, nutrition, beauty, the list goes on and on. So.
Yeah.
That's really where I'm evolving it to now.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful because, you know, just focusing on one part, like just style, you just want to, you want to be good and you want to be happy in all aspects of your life. You want to be healthy mentally, physically. You want to look good. So it sounds like you kind of help address a lot of different issues with men and women. So that's pretty
absolutely.
Cool. Yeah. All right, well,
we're
Dawn,
balanced in all areas.
I know.
So
it's all about. It is. It's about balance. Thank you so much. When we put this show on iTunes, I will, you know, I'll put your name out there and let everyone know where they can find you on Facebook. She's got a website that's going to be, she's got a website coming out in, what did you say, about 30 days?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we don't have it up yet, but if anyone wants to get in touch with her, I will list her Facebook link. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey,
thank you for the amazing show.
Hey, Kim, I wanted to add one more thing that it's actually from Alex's husband.
What? Okay.
and of course she was quoting them she was quoting him on this, writing this in the chat. And it says,
okay.
To make a man happy, you feed him, quote unquote, love him, and shut the hell up.
That's what he said.
You know what, Vinny? Vinny, I know who you are. Don't make me come through this phone. I swear to God. And shut the hell up. Right. That's nice. Now, Vinny's a good husband. Help me. That's nice. Really? Did we talk too much? Really?
Wow. That's Vinny, I feel sorry for you, buddy. It's going to be a long night.
Thank you, Vinny, for chiming in. That's good advice for sure. It definitely is. It's nice that we had a male perspective tonight, too. I appreciate that, guys, for coming on and chiming in.
You're welcome.
That was awesome.
Of course. It was our pleasure.
Well, everyone have a good night. And this is The Sophisticates on Air. And we will talk to you soon. Bye, everyone.